Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards Entertainment Time, and I'll handle the report today while Dean takes a couple of days off. Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And the big story this morning is about the Bill Cosby accuser, Andrea Constand, who is speaking out for the first time in an NBC News exclusive. And it was her allegations of sexual assault that led to Bill Cosby's initial conviction in 2018, which was overturned on procedural grounds in June. Kate Snow sat down with her as Andrea shared her thoughts about the court's decision.
I was really shocked. Disappointed.
What does it say about the American justice system?
That it's flawed? How can a district attorney enforce a decision on a backroom handshake? How can you give any credibility to that?
All the time you put in, the years that you put in, what you put your family through on this journey, I wonder if I might feel like, wow, was it even all worth it?
I've come way too far to go back to that place to wonder whether it's all worth it or to have regrets. It was worth it. But it was worth it because I didn't feel alone. I had a whole community, a whole army of women and other survivors, strangers, family, friends, who were right there with me.
When you watched him celebrate, how did that feel?
Disgusting. It didn't surprise me, given the level of the arrogance. And having no remorse during the time he was incarcerated. Absolutely zero remorse for what he did to me.
Cosby accuser Andrea Constand on NBC's Today Show with Kate Snow. The star of The Wire, actor Michael K. Williams, was found dead in his New York City apartment yesterday afternoon. He was 54, discovered unconscious and face down in the living room of his Williamsburg apartment by his nephew. A doorman subsequently called 911, claiming Williams was unresponsive and felt cold. Medics rushed to the scene, declared the actor dead yesterday afternoon. Williams' nephew went around to the apartment complex to check up on the star, who reportedly had not been heard from in several days. Heroin was said to be found on the star's kitchen table, and drug paraphernalia was allegedly discovered elsewhere in the apartment. Police not releasing anything official on that yet, except to say no foul play is indicated. Here is more on Michael K. Williams from his nephew, R. Vance Williams.
Michael Williams is my uncle. I'm his nephew. I would like to just say a lot of things that people don't know about my uncle is that he was very positive. He loved Brooklyn. Also, he did a lot of positive things in this community, for his community. He always gave back. He always did things for the kids. He thought that was very important. He had a lot of like foundations, like making kids win. MKW, I believe. My throat are flooded right now. But he was about family and love. And I can't tell you how much he loved his community. And he loved Brooklyn. And we're going to miss him dearly. He's a big part of our family. And he was well-loved and respected. And I just don't know how I'm going to... It's going to be tough living without him. It's a big part of my life and my whole family. We're really going to miss him. He was something else. He was special. You know, you guys know him as the actor. We know him as Uncle Mike, and we love him. That's all I want to say.
Michael Williams broke TV ground as an openly gay man whose sexuality was not central to his role in The Wire. He appeared in all 5 seasons of that program, his character growing in prominence with each season. He also had worked in tiny TV roles and as a backup dancer for hip-hop acts before landing that big role in The Wire. And he said that reputation started to stick to him in real life. The Brooklyn-born Williams was a ubiquitous character actor in many shows and films for more than two decades, including roles on the HBO series Boardwalk Empire and Lovecraft Country, and in the films 12 Years a Slave and Assassin's Creed. And he had spoken in past years openly about his struggles with drug addiction. News about the Golden Girls this morning. They're coming to the big screen for a special engagement. Coming up September 14 and September 21, select local theaters will screen 2 hours of classic episodes of the Golden Girls. And there's a revelation from actor Stanley Tucci. He revealed he had cancer but was successfully treated in an interview in the September issue of Virgin Atlantic's magazine, Vera. Tucci says he was diagnosed with a tumor at the base of his tongue and went through months of high-dose radiation and chemo. He said he had a feeding tube for 6 months. And there is no comment this morning from Stanley Tucci or his representatives. You've probably seen Stanley Tucci eating his way through Italy on the CNN original series, Stanley Tucci Searching for Italy. And amid rising COVID-19 cases in the United States, people came out in droves this Labor Day weekend, sending Walt Disney Company's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings to a record-setting debut. The latest Marvel film became the highest-grossing film for the four-day Labor Day weekend as it made $90 million in the United States and Canada. Moviegoers flocking to theaters put the box office take for Shang-Chi well ahead of the prior Labor Day record that was set back in 2007 when Halloween grossed a little more than $30 million. And Broadway is back. If you're planning a trip to New York, four of the industry's big shows, The Lion King, Wicked, Hamilton, and Chicago, are going to reopen September 14th with many more musicals planning to start or restart performances throughout the fall. Vaccinations are a must, of course. And there's also a list out now on upcoming premieres of shows that you have binged on in the past, I'm sure. The Morning Show comes back on Apple TV September 17th. Yellowstone returns on Paramount November 7th. And the Seinfeld Library, all the Seinfeld episodes are going to be on Netflix starting October 1st. Are you watching White Lotus? That's what we're watching right now. I think the problem also with some of these shows, you binge on them and then they're gone for a long time. And then by the time they come back again, you don't remember anything. So that we'll categorize that in our new feature, First World Problems. And also, there was another entertainment note I wanted to mention here. Oh, yeah, Dave Grohl is coming out with a book called The Storyteller, Tales of Life and Music. That is going to be October 5. That should be good. And then, what have I said here? For many months now, Bob Woodward has been too quiet. He's got to be working on something. Guess what? Bob Woodward and Robert Costa's book about Donald Trump's final months and Joe Biden's first months is going to come out September 21st. Certainly there will be leaks about a week before that, so expect those any day now. And the publisher says details are locked down, but it will be newsworthy on an international scale. Bob Woodward usually has the goods, so that book will be coming out September 21st.